Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and just click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: polite in the streets, rude in the sheets. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 52-year-old newlywed, and I married a pastor whose wife died 5 years ago. Long story short, I started attending his church around 5 years ago, and he was very polite and welcoming, but I had no idea he was interested in me. When his wife died, I attended the memorial service, and he gave me a lingering hug in the back of the church. I sent a card to the church, and he sent a thank you note and said he loved seeing me during the 11 a.m. service. I mostly attended the 8 a.m. service, but since he said that, I started going to the 11 a.m. service. He politely greeted me every Sunday and thanked me for coming. I still had no idea he was interested in me. Then, out of the blue, he asked me to talk to him in his office one Sunday. He was very frank about what he wanted and how he wanted it. I was shocked to hear a very polite man of God talking like that, but I was aroused because I secretly had a crush on him. He told me he was lonely and needed a woman in his bed. He asked if I was interested in dating him, and he made it clear that he wanted to get married so he could have sex as soon as possible. My heart fluttered, and I got caught up in the idea of getting married. Close to a year later, we got married, and on our wedding night, we were intimate for the first time, and he said the most vile and offensive things to me from the time I started taking my clothes off till the bitter end. His language sounded like a porn video. I thought it was because he hadn't been with a woman in a while, but that's just how he is. He's not the polite old man that his church thinks he is. Is this something that marriage counseling will fix, or should I get the marriage annulled before he gets worse?
Give me Jesus.
Well, this is a problem for you because you say you're offended and uncomfortable. Well, that shouldn't be, and it's never good in any marriage. But many, many people are, of course, one way in public, and then they get behind closed doors in the bedroom, and, you know, they get wild. They're wild side shows. People do what turns them on behind closed doors. But what I'm trying to figure out with you is if you're shocked at the fact that your husband is a pastor and he's talking like this, or you just don't like the dirty talk in the bedroom, period. Because at first you said, you were flattered, or, you know, you had a crush on him too. You were aroused. You got to remember that pastors are human too. They are men, and that's what he is in the bedroom with his wife. He's not your pastor there, but he's a man. Okay, he's human. He's imperfect. He's flawed. He's all that. And you did say, like I said, that you were aroused when he brought you in his office. That was when you should have asked him questions about what he meant by that and what did he expect. But you said you got caught up in the idea of marriage. You still didn't get married for almost a year. You had plenty of time to talk to him between your office visit and the wedding. That was almost a year, like you said, and you still haven't talked to him about it. You still haven't talked to him. You wrote us instead. You asked about counseling, which I always think is a good idea, especially before you decide to end your marriage completely. And you know, maybe Pastor Nasty can tone it down for you if he knows how it makes you feel. You just got to talk to him about it. Steve?
Nah, that ain't going to work. Nothing you say is going to work, Cher. Nothing.
Say it again.
Nothing you said is going to work.
No. Well,
this is a different kind of issue here. This is not for counseling.
I disagree with that, but go ahead.
No.
Give your answer.
Wait a minute. What are they going to say in counseling that he's going to be willing to say out loud? Because Pastor Nasty.
Yeah. Nasty Pastor. I said that.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is trouble. But it's really not trouble, though. Mm. See, it's trouble, but it ain't. You 52, you've heard all this before. You just have never heard it directed at you. But you've heard all this before. Down no new words. There's some new ways to phrase it. And I think I have a way to help the pastor out. Because the pastor got this wife that died 5 years ago. You just happened to start going to the church 5 years ago. He was polite and welcoming, and you ain't know he was interested in you. When his wife died, you went to the memorial service. He gave me a lingering hug in the back of the church. Acted memorial service. This ain't the time to start pushing up on nobody, Pastor. But that's how you took it, though. I sent a card to the church and a thank you note. And well, why did you send a card to the church and a thank you note? For what? What was you thanking him for, the lingering hug?
A sympathy card for his wife, Pat, his wife's passing.
I sent a card to the church and he sent a thank you note.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, lady, okay, anyway, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Don't worry about that. Anyway, you sent the card and he said he loved seeing me doing the 11 o'clock service. I mostly attend the 8 o'clock service, but since he said that, I started going to the 11 o'clock. You didn't see the little subliminal gangster move he put in there? I need you to start coming to the 11 o'clock, because after that, I can have you over to the office and holler at you. But if you come to the 8 o'clock, it's too close to the 11 o'clock and too many people up in there, and I ain't going to be able to holler at you. So I need to subliminally suggest that you come to the 11 o'clock and you fail for it.
Hold that thought. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, polite in the streets, rude in the sheets. We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letters. Subject, polite in the streets, rude in the sheets.
Well, let's just get to what the letter's about. It really ain't about how they met. Now, she done married this pastor whose wife died. And now the problem is, she went into the pastor's office one day, and he was very frank about what he wanted and how he wanted it. I was shocked to hear a polite man of God talking like that, but I was aroused. See, right there, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
It worked.
Effective.
You were shocked, but you were aroused. It worked because you had secretly had a crush on him. He told you he was lonely and needed a woman in his bed. He asked me if I was interested in dating him, and he made it clear that he wanted to get married so he could have sex as soon as possible. My heart flooded. Oh, I got caught up in the idea of getting married. Close to a year later, we got married. And on our wedding night, we were intimate for the first time. Oh, he said the most vile and offensive things to me from the time I started taking my clothes off all the way to the bitter end. The language sounded like a porn video. I thought it was because he hadn't been with a woman in a while, but that's just how he is. He ain't polite old man he is at the church. Think he is. Is this something that marriage counseling will fix, or should I get the marriage annulled before it gets worse? So what I would suggest to the pastor is, if you want to talk vile to a woman, you have to start using different terms. You can accomplish this without cussing and without making actual vulgar remarks. I have a few things that I would suggest pastor start saying, and it'll come across and it'll get the pastor where he need to be, but with only using regular words. And animals.
What? Animals? What?
What? You need to use words.
Yes.
And animals.
Yeah, animals.
And
sounds.
You can get all the, not animal sounds.
Oh.
No, you can be vile, but you can, spank my monkey. So you got to do stuff like that.
Oh, have you lost your entire
where
mind?
You can say vile and nasty stuff, but it don't, if you just read it, all it says is spank. The next word is my, and the word is monkey. But neither of those words by itself are nasty. But when you put them all together and you use the right tone, spank my monkey. When you say it like that, pastor, you get to accomplish what you want. Get on this gorilla. See right there. You're saying stuff that can be taken another way.
I'm with you.
Get
with you.
On this gorilla. You don't know what he's talking about, but it'll accomplish what he wants. You know what I'm saying? You better be my wildebeest. You got to say stuff like that. You got to just get it out. You know, let me quack, quack on that duck. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just got ways that you can give it to him. Let me milk your Skittles. You know, throw a candy in there every now and then. It don't always have to be stuff like that. You know, you my black monkey mama. You know, stuff like that. You my black monkey mama.
What? It's not even offensive.
You know, you're being mild, but you're not really, you're keeping it as a Christian, you know. Oh, I'm gonna crack that cricket. You know, you don't really. What? You're just saying stuff that can understood like that. Oh, I'm gonna chase that cheetah now. Okay, get on, chase the cheetah then. Don't nobody got to know what you talking about, you know. You gonna lay down on my lion. All right now.
Yeah,
you know,
come on.
Lay down on my lion. That's the king of the jungle.
Yeah.
See, you're able to talk vile to this woman with, and then you could throw in like scriptures. You a pastor, you know. Lazarus dead, but I ain't, you know. Like,
yeah. What?
Throw a scripture.
Boy.
In there.
Come on, man.
But just say Lazarus died.
And we're going to hell.
You know, that's all. Drink some of this jungle juice. You know, it's jungle juice. They had that. Used to sell that at 7-Eleven, jungle juice. you know. And those are the things that he could say to her and still be vile and maybe keep his marriage together. So if I was a counselor, that's what I would recommend, because he likes talking dirty, and you just have to use clean words that insinuate dirty thoughts.
And animals.
I'm very proud of that, because I don't think he's going to be able to go back to calling this woman the names he's been calling her, because she talking about the Norman right now. Because I can tell you right now, Pastor talking so crazy to this
woman.
Pastor talking so crazy to this woman.
Can I just throw one in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to tear the stripes off this zebra.
You know what I'm saying? Got to get it like that.
Yeah, you know, perfect. I love that. Animals.
That's how it is right there, you know.
The neck on this giraffe.
y'all are awesome. Why don't you get on some of this croc cadaver? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you both.
Just take your time and say it, Pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, just got to put it out there like that. Keep it all animal. You know what I'm saying? Right there.
Yeah. You know. That's effective.
Well, there's nowhere to go from here.
I'm finna run up on you like a herd.
Yeah.
You can leave us
like
your comments.
Like a herd.
On today's...
You're going to think it's a lot of me.
Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
Listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on
96.5 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.